This doctor, this is dictating on Benny Perdue. That is P, P as in Paul, P-E-R-D-U-E, Perdue. Benny is B-E-N-N-I-E. Benny Perdue, P-E-R-D-U-E. Date of birth is 7-13-51. Date of visit is 6-13-22. Please make a copy of this for Dr. Dr. Alyssa Dunn. That is A-L-Y-S-S-A, Alyssa. Dunn is D-U-N-N. Please make a copy for her, please. Next paragraph. Dear Alyssa, A-L-Y-S-S-A, thank you for sending Benny Perdue for pulmonary evaluation. Next paragraph, history present illness. This is a 71-year-old female. I'm sorry. This is a 71-year-old male patient who has a past history of COPD and chronic bronchitis. Has been using a Symbicort inhaler twice daily, and has had cough with whitish expectoration, but denied any chest pains or fevers, chills. The patient has had recurrent exacerbations of bronchitis, and his most recent CT chest done on 2/24/22 showed no pulmonary emboli and showed ground glass nodular infiltrates involving the right lung, and follow-up was suggested. The patient denies hemoptysis, and he denies any fevers or chills, and he denied history for aspiration, but has some reflux symptoms. Labs demonstrated a hemoglobin of 13.6 and a WBC of 9.9. And the pulmonary functions were not completed. Next paragraph, past history, the patient's past history includes a history for atrial fibrillation and hypertension and hyperlipidemia, history of gastroesophageal reflux, and a history of dermatophytosis. Surgery includes hernia repair in the right groin, nasal surgery for septal deviation, tonsillectomy remotely, and colonoscopy. Next paragraph, allergies to penicillin and pentothal sodium. Next paragraph, habits the patient does not smoke and drinks alcohol very rarely. Next paragraph, family history, father died of Alzheimer's disease. mother had heart disease. Next paragraph, review of systems sufficient to nurse fatigue or fever, no weight loss, no double vision or cataracts. And yes, no urinary frequency or flank pains. He has some coughing spells and wheezing, and denies abdominal pains, nausea, or diarrhea. He has no chest pain or arm pain or palpitations, no leg swelling. He has no depression or anxiety. He has muscle pains and joint aches. No seizures, headaches, or memory loss, no skin rash. Next, medications included single aid 10 milligrams a day, lisinopril 12.5 milligrams daily, coumadin 7.5 milligram to alternate with 5 milligrams, and Symbicort inhaler 160 by 4.5 micrograms, 2 puffs BID. Next paragraph, physical exam, this, system review, next paragraph. The patient has persistent cough with wheezing and denies abdominal pains, nausea, vomiting. He has no urinary symptoms, flank pains. He has joint pains and muscle aches, no headaches, seizures, or memory loss, no skin rash. Next paragraph, physical exam, this, can you please add in the past history, patient's past history also includes history of diabetes mellitus for 3 years and history of hyperlipidemia. Okay, next paragraph, physical exam, this well-built, elderly, white male is alert, pale but no acute distress. Blood pressure is 110 over 60, pulse is 96, this patient's 20, temperature 97.5, weight is 217, saturation 96. HG and norms, phallic pupils reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is injected, he has no inflammation. Neck, no bruise, no lymphadenopathy, thyromegaly. Chest, equal movements with expiratory wheezes throughout both lung fields, prolonged expirations. Heart, the answer is irregular, an S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organa, megaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities, no edema or lesions, no cap tenderness. Reflexes, 1 plus, with no gross motor upsets, cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin no lesions. Next paragraph, impression number 1, COPD. With chronic bronchitis, number 2 is reactive airways disease. Number 3 is diabetes mellitus. Number 4, hypertension. Number 5 is right lung nodules, etiology undetermined. Next paragraph, plan, the patient, was advised to get a CT chest CT chest without contrast. They also get a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator studies. He was placed on a nebulizer with albuterol nebulized solution 2.5 milligrams and Atrovent NEBS 0.5 milligrams 3 times daily. And CV is a complete metabolic profile to be done. And a follow-up visit to be arranged approximately 3 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Caveats for Dr. Alyssa Dunn. ALYSSA, Dunn, DUNN. Thank you for this consultation. It's Dr. Sizzle.